So we'll begin. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Hope you had a good week since we last met. And happy Passover, happy Easter, happy spring, happy whatever you're celebrating. Almost spring, not still a bit nippy. So good to see you all. I hope the practice has been going well, and just the kind of reflections we've been doing and exploring our practice. We'll have a chance in a few minutes to check in around that, around practice. But this evening we're going to continue talking about and exploring the Four Noble Truths. This evening we'll look at the third of the Noble Truths, the end of suffering, or Nirvana. And for those who were not here last time, I'll do a brief review of what we talked about last Monday. But I'd like to begin as we did last week, and probably will do most weeks, with a period of meditation. So it's nice to begin with just kind of settling, relaxing, arriving, you know, dropping down out of our heads where we spend a lot of our time. So if you begin by just finding a comfortable posture. As you know, it's fine to sit on a cushion or a bench or a chair, whatever works best for you. You know, as we get older, we're not quite as limber, flexible as we were when we were younger. So we might move from a cushion to a chair, and that's fine, or a bench. I like to use a meditation bench, it's quite comfortable. So just relaxing, letting yourself arrive. So allowing your shoulders to relax, letting the chest be open so the breath can easily come in and leave the body. You might take some full breaths. Just breathing in deeply and then releasing, relaxing, letting go on the out-breath. Might do that a few times. Slowly letting the breath out, releasing. You might imagine that you're breathing out any tension, busyness, stress from the day. And as you breathe in, you might imagine you're breathing in a quality of calm. Breathing in calm, breathing out calm, peace. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the mind. You might also invite a smile. Just let the breath come to its natural rhythm, and you might invite a smile to your face, or a half smile. Meeting whatever you're experiencing right now with a smile, with an attitude of welcoming. Even if you're feeling a little tense or tight, just bringing the facial muscles into the posture of a smile actually sends a message to the nervous system. It's a message of relaxing, calming, kind of letting go of the fight or flight mode, coming out of that mode. You might move your attention slowly down your body and notice any area where there may be some tension or tightness or holding. And just pause there, breathing in an easy way. Just invite the softening, relaxing. it can often be enough just to bring awareness to an area, and there's a kind of space opens up around it, because the tension is often tied to a lack of awareness. We might be kind of have our shoulders really tight and tense and not even be aware of it. So when we do bring awareness to it, it can be a kind of releasing, letting them fall. So just notice how the shoulders, the upper back feels. And just invite a relaxing, a releasing. And with the belly, where we also tend to hold tension, we tend to grip the muscles if we're stressed or busy or in a hurry. Just invite the breath to come into a spacious, open belly, relaxing the muscles. So see if you can let your attitude be one of receptivity, welcoming whatever you're experiencing. This attitude is one of the most important aspects of a practice of meditation. Cultivating this quality of acceptance, allowing, welcoming, not resisting our experience. As Dorothy Hunt says, peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without thinking that it should be some other way, that you should feel some other thing, that your life should unfold according to your plans. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. And notice what's present for you right now. In order to find a way out of suffering, out of contraction, out of feelings of dissatisfaction or unease, we first have to recognize that suffering or dissatisfaction is present. So we just begin by recognizing what's here, recognizing what your bodily experience is right now. Recognizing your mood or emotions right now, what's present. Recognizing whatever mind states, thoughts, ideas are present. So not judging our experience, not trying to change it or get rid of it, but just firstly recognize what's here. If tiredness is here, just recognize that. If restlessness is present, recognize restlessness. If calm or joy or peace are present, just recognize it. So we recognize what's here and allow it to be just as it is, to come and stay as long as it wants to stay, and then when it's ready, to pass. If it helps, you can use just awareness of your breath as a way of resting in this moment's experience. Just aware of the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath. And when you become aware that your attention has moved into the future or the past, plans, memories, daydreams, images, conversations, just pause and gently come back to the body, come back to the breath, come back to this moment, come back to presence, being here. in these last few minutes of the meditation, you might reflect on the practice that I invited you to do of bringing awareness to a challenging area in your life, you know, a difficult person or a relationship or a work situation or health or some other issue or even your meditation practice, and to explore that, just bring awareness to it, noticing how it expresses itself in your body, in your emotions. What are you believing about the situation? So just reflecting on that for a couple of minutes. Just what have you seen? What have you become aware of? How has it been to recognize what's here without judgment and just allow it, to bring interest to it, perhaps to see it in a more impersonal way, you know, without the story of me and the other person or something that we feel separate from. So just noticing how it feels right now to reflect on that.